Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
From the center of the universe, and covering Baltimore, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between, it's the Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Charming Grissette, Chris Canfield, and Joe Heiss.
More audience.
I like it. That's a groove, man.
That is.
That's
Hub Show. Jay Heiss.
We actually sound legitimate.
Chris Canfield, Charming Grissette. You didn't listen to last week's episode, did you?
You know, the third T is silent in her name.
We gave you some shit.
Matt did message me the next day and was like, I hope the guys weren't too hard on you.
Well, he went AWOL on us. Yeah. I'm not sure what was going on there. Anywho, we got in the house.
It was a really confusing week.
Whatever.
It was best you weren't here last week because everybody on the podcast was sick.
Really?
Yeah. Matt, except me. Good.
Yeah.
Anyway, sick in the head. Anywho. We got Mr. Josh Webb in the house from Plug to Your Dreams.
J.D. Webb.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. J.D. Webb? Is it not Josh? Is J.D. Webb?
Either or.
Okay. I like J.D. That's better.
His brochures say what? J.D. Webb.
Either or, so you just drop the last name and that's one of the options?
Wait, they say J.D. Webb on the inside. You have to open it.
No, it says it on the outside.
So I could be like, my name's Chris Canfield, but friends call me Chris, sort of thing? Is that what you're saying?
Either or.
Either or. All right.
All right, cool.
What if we call you Webby?
Webby.
Listen,
man. Feel comfortable with that.
So passive. JD, you're an entrepreneur, so let's give you a Plug to Your Dreams, LLC. Elevator pitch, man. We're going up. What do you do? What's this all about?
Well, I'm an at-risk youth specialist. I speak to adjudicated and at-risk juveniles. They're going through some things in life, things that I've been through in my life, and try to give them some advice and some guidance and show them what it's really hitting for instead of what they think it's hitting for. I've been there before, as I said. So when I speak to them, you know, we have a back on track youth program. I go to the juvenile detention facilities and speak to them and teach them things like communication skills, time management, lifestyle balance, things like that.
Awesome.
Also offer one-on-one mentoring.
What's involved with lifestyle balance?
Lifestyle balance.
We're all confused.
I know, right?
Lifestyle balance.
You can't just skim over that. Right. You can't yada yada. You can't yada yada lifestyle balance.
You know.
It's things like physical health, healthy relationships, job satisfaction, spiritual growth, a lot of things like that.
Gotcha.
Things that balance your life, make you a better person, balance work,
all right.
Balance your time with your kids and family, and things like that.
So let's walk it back. Plug to your dreams. Why you, JD? What's going on? What puts you in this position?
Well, you know the street terminology. For those who don't know, the plug is somebody who got what you want. You know, if you're trying to smoke, they got the weed.
I didn't learn that until just recently.
Like two seconds ago.
No, like last year, I went to a Tech N9ne concert.
Yeah.
And Joe Cool has a song called "I Am Plug." So I had to look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Oh my God.
Good looking out there, Chris.
But I got it now.
Keeping the Hub Show on top of things.
Right.
Yeah. Anywho, so.
But I'm the plug to your dream. I'm trying to show you how to get to your dream. I mean, not only do I do the Back on Track Youth Program, I got one-on-one mentoring for youth or adults. You know, struggling.
What made you want to do this? What'd you go through, man? You're not here for no reason.
Yeah, I've been through a lot in life. You know, I've been in the streets since I was young. Been through prison, been through all that stuff. There's nothing that these kids are going through that I don't know what they're going through. You know what I mean? I've been there firsthand. I used to rap, make music. You know what I mean? So a lot of my music would talk about the things I did in my life.
Yeah, it was kind of Charming can beatbox.
It was in a negative way. Word. It was in a negative way.
Put it everywhere. You don't want him to do it. You're across from her.
Yeah,
trust me.
Yeah, it's like, yeah,
it gets messy.
Josh believes you.
You gotta have like a welding mask on.
That's right.
I might have to see later.
Anywho. So, all right. You from this area?
Yeah.
Chambersburg?
Yeah.
Okay. Born and raised in this area?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to live down the street from Josh. Or up the street, rather.
Yeah. Franklin. Oh, you two know each other.
Is it down the street or up the street? Together. What's the right way of saying it?
Well, I lived up the street. I mean, Franklin Street is a big ass hill.
So wait a minute. So he is your guest on the show.
Charming brought JD on.
So Charming is the plug tonight.
Right.
She's the plug to JD.
Charming is the plug.
There you go.
Right.
Good job there, plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a plug.
De La Soul, we're plug 1, 2, and 3, so that's what we're doing now. We're plugs.
Yeah.
If you bring a guest, you're a plug, and I bring a guest.
That's right.
A plug.
Tonight's plug, ladies and gentlemen, Charming Gossetti.
Yeah.
Applause.
All right.
We could get a tattoo on our 100th episode, and I'll be the plug and you be the outlet.
That's just not about right, that. Dude. That doesn't sound good at all, dude. It's very...
Actually, was it Lady D? Lady D, if you're listening, that's what she says.
Yeah.
We're all the plug, but we the outlet.
Yeah. Oh. That's a little different. That's a little different, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay away from my outlet, pal. Anyway, keep the plug.
Get you an outlet tramp stamp.
I think Banner's listening.
Super eager to be.
Banner heard that, dude. She's not digging that.
Yeah. Anywho, there should be a term for men who get tramp stamps. Like, it should be. It's not a. What's the man
plug
version
stamp
of a tramp?
Plug stamp.
Plug stamp.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, but dudes can be tramps.
How's that?
Haven't you ever seen Lady and the Tramp?
Well,
the Tramp is the dog.
The Tramp
is the male dog.
Never made sense to me, though.
Yeah.
I never thought about
why
it.
Why is that?
Back in the day, they used that term differently.
Frank Sinatra says that the
lady is a tramp. Which is it? Disney had it all
I think anybody can be a tramp.
Yeah.
Basically a whore?
My grandmother told me recently the worst thing you could do back in her day was smoke a cigarette. If you smoked a cigarette, you
were a tramp. You got the label stuck on
it. I can see that. Yeah.
Wow.
Shout
out to Charming. You smoke, don't you?
Hey, she would be.
I'm trying to quit again.
Right.
Jen.
She would be
quit
like
for
a
whole year.
She would fit in San Francisco. Now, hear about that?
No, please. What happened?
San Francisco outlawed all e-cigs. No jewels, no e-cigs. You can't do anything in San Francisco.
But you can take a dump on the street.
Can you smoke a real cigarette?
No.
Okay.
And you can't. And in Beverly Hills, they outlawed the sale of tobacco, so you can't.
That's awesome.
Or Beverly Hills.
Tobacco.
You ain't gotta go far to get in L.A. Beverly Hills is only so big of a place,
right?
Yeah. That's cool, though.
Los Angeles is so ass backwards.
It's crazy, though. I mean, what the hell's it becoming?
I know, right?
Yeah, you can't buy a cigarette.
Crazy.
They're just gonna flip it over to weed.
You think so?
Yeah. You're
gonna
be buying packs of joints
weed back and forth. Or you think everybody's going to be buying weed? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You don't think they're going to outlaw weed in certain cities?
No. They make too much money off of it. All right. They just had to figure out a way to monetize it, and then it started becoming legalized. That's all it was.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out how to stereotize.
What?
Anyway. So JD, plug JD
back
dreams.
We always it's like a serpentine tale on this freaking podcast. It's just meandering all over the place.
Serpentine dreams. Yeah, you just screw
it
me up.
It sounds like
here.
A band from the 80s.
Plug
like
to
Tangerine Dream.
Yeah, JD Webb. So you're from the Chambersburg area up here.
Yes.
Up here, meaning the border of Maryland and Pennsylvania to those way out.
In Russia.
The Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, the Mason-Dixon line.
In Russia.
So you went through some crap, like rough childhood, rough upbringing. You were in and out of.
I was just always
trouble.
In the streets when I was young. Like, since I was like 11, 12 years old, always in the streets and everything that came with that. You know, when I was growing up, it's a little different now, but when I was growing up, people used to be really on the block all the time, so you see a lot of people outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, you go to your neighborhood and you see like all the dudes who look like me look successful as drug dealers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you ain't see doctors or lawyers in your neighborhood, so you're like, I want to be like them when I get older. Like, what are they doing? They don't want to get the women. The notoriety, the respect, the cars, the money, that type of shit, you know what I mean? So that's what we all looked up to, and when we was young, that's what I ended up doing, and the rest is history. You know?
But now, you've been through some stuff. You were in jail?
Yeah, I was in prison a few times.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. But you go in, and then you come right back out and do the same thing?
Yeah, right?
Is that how it works?
I mean, kind of. I did get booked for the same thing a couple times.
You just didn't know no better, or did you just not learn your lesson?
I knew better. I just didn't care.
Yeah?
I mean, we grow up, and when you grow up like that, you know, it's almost seems like a rite of passage knowing that you're going to go to jail. You're either going to go to jail or die.
Right.
You really don't care because you, you know, you seen your old heads, that's what they go through, you know what I mean? So you're like,
oh, okay.
You're just waiting on your turn, you know what I mean?
So it's like you're getting, right. what's it, in a frat house.
You basically. Get
the, like hazing.
Hazing.
No, it's like a street cred. Like,
yeah,
like
that's when you become a man when you go to jail or something like that, you know what I mean?
Which, yeah. Which is backwards,
a,
but
a dumbass
it's.
Dumbass mentality it's the, now the, being grown, but.
Right. The culture that you grew up in didn't really help you see, like, how. Stupid that was.
Right, exactly.
Like,
right, right,
would,
exactly.
Now you see it.
Right.
Well, obviously, a lot of people don't see it, even at your age, still, right?
Exactly.
So, at what point did you do like a 180 and say, this just ain't working out? I gotta do something better?
Well, last year around this time, right, less than a year ago.
Right.
Like I said earlier, like, I used to always rap, you know what I mean, to tell my story through mm-hmm. that way, but it's kind of in a negative way. Never made me really feel positive when I rap because I'm always being negative and talking about the negative shit that
that's going on in your life at the time,
you know
right?
Yeah, yeah, so it's not like, how can I still tell my story but like help people, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
That's when I came in and like speaking to kids and things like that to tell yeah. my story still, you know, because my story's fascinating coming from a small town and all the shit I've done and been through. I mean, it's always fascinating to me, so.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Now I mean, can tell not, these.
Knowing the area, I really don't see what you're talking about. As far as the, because it's such a small town,
right?
Mm-hmm. But if you're, I mean, not, if you're not from that culture, though, you don't really see it. Like you'll, right. you'll walk past mm-hmm. and just see regular dudes. But I know this dude sells yeah, ounces of cocaine every day.
You never know. Look at him, right?
He robbed all these dudes every day.
Yeah,
or,
right. You, know, you never
yeah.
guess.
Yeah, you never guess.
And like he was saying though, like the streets were a lot different though yeah, when right, we were yeah. growing up. Right. Like mm-hmm. they were a lot different.
Right. Well, Charmin brought you on. She mentioned who you were. She sent me your information, the Plug to Your Dreams company. That you've been doing this for how long, though? A year?
Less than a year.
Less than a year, right? And you want to reach the kids before they get into this crap, correct?
Right. Or that's if they're the already in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Intervene.
They're already adjudicated. They're already right. in these juvenile facilities.
Right.
I go and speak
See,
to them.
I think like in 2019, for a lot of different things going on in this country, it's not even talking about the world, but this country.
Right.
The conversations about things need to start changing.
Right, no doubt.
I mean, there's the race factor, this and that. There's the economic factor of everything. And, I mean, everyone keeps beating the drum. This right. is a problem. This is a problem. That's a problem. This is what's causing this. Man, we just need to come together and really have some honest dialogue about it.
Right.
And wonder about what are you going to do to keep people or fix these things right. if they can't even be fixed. You know what I mean?
Well, the problem with a lot of these juvenile facilities and places like that,
right?
They'll hire somebody that's not from the street life. Somebody right. has a degree in psychology or something that goes there dressed up in a suit and really don't know what these kids is going through. They just
yeah.
got some psychology shit. But me, firsthand, I've been through it. So I know the feelings and the thoughts and shit that's going through their mind.
Right.
I look like them. I talk like them. I dress like them. You know what I mean? So
they can relate when they talk to
right.
you.
Yeah.
And in every place I've ever been to, I get the same thing. Like, man, my kids never open up like they have when you came in. I mean, they never
right.
open up.
They need to relate like to who they're talking to.
Right. Like, you can send somebody in there with a suit and tie and talk all
not
this
gonna happen,
bullshit right. that they don't care about. You know what I mean? Because right, they know right. they're not from that life.
Yeah. Right.
When I go in there and they look at me, they see me, they know how I talk, my demeanor, they know they can relate to it. So
well, that's what I want to talk about. You just said the key words there. That life.
Right.
Okay? For most people, most white people,
right.
that's the black culture, the black community, right?
No. That life
but,
is.
But the, that life is beyond that. I know that.
That life is the criminal life.
The criminal life.
Right.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I have to look that
if
up.
You,
too.
If you ain't, if you hear somebody say you're not about that life, like you're not about.
Yeah. But not, I'm just saying. Yeah. But the average,
I always just put it in.
He's
context.
He's talking about stereotypes.
I never
you know,
took,
like,
I never took that life out of context and put it somewhere else. I always say that life is. Well,
you mentioned Chambersburg. You mentioned Chambersburg, where you're from. You would never guess that's going on there.
Right.
I've been a lot of places. Though,
right. Because
no, exactly, exactly. It's everywhere.
Because he was living that life, and I was living this life.
There you go. Uh-huh. You live your life, we'll live ours, pal. It's a Canfield life.
But when I was living this life, I was calling my life this, that life.
That life, right.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know.
Yeah. That's the carpenter life. A little different than yeah. the criminal life.
Yeah, well, right. I don't know.
No, you know. I know that. I know there's, you know, it's white, black. It's not even right. a race thing, but people will automatically assume, right. you know what I mean? But what do we do? Even these small towns like Chambersburg, but most people outside of here haven't heard it before. So we told them what it was. But you know, but this stuff is prevalent everywhere.
A lot of the problems is, especially towns like this, mm-hmm. Like a business partner of mine was talking before, they're very traditional.
Yes.
You know, they're used to the same things over and over for generations and generations.
That's for sure.
You know
what I mean? Boys.
Right. Yeah, they're very traditional. So
as we're finding out.
We're trying to get grants for different things that we need. They're going to give them to the same people they've been giving to for years.
Yeah, they give you pushback.
People who look like them, talk like them. They're not giving to me somebody with record tattoos, a big ass beard. They're going to look like, no, fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? So they, it's different. Like when they realize that people like us are be the ones that can relate to the other criminals because we've been there before.
That's why it's so important that you do what you're doing, like, and you're doing it the way that you're doing it, because
push down the walls here.
Yeah, you have to break the generational, you know,
curses
and whatnot. You know, you know, put yourself out there and show people, like, hey, like this part, you know, like
you gotta show them these kids aren't gonna listen to you; they're gonna listen to me and guys like me. Right. In order to turn this thing around, if you want it to be turned around, honestly, you gotta go. You know the unorthodox way of doing it, unfortunately, you know.
And you almost got to teach it from his perspective because you have to touch the stove to learn that it's hot. So you're on the inside saying, hey, don't touch that stove again. Because that's going to burn you. It burns you once. Right. It's going to burn you twice.
And lot of the, like, juvenile
if you're on the outside telling them not to touch the stove, then the curiosity is going to make them touch the stove.
Right.
For sure.
What's up, Tommy?
I was just going to say, like, a lot of the juvenile facilities, like, they're not there to give hope to the kids. They're not really there to, like, show them that they can be different. They're there to punish them and make them feel like they're incarcerated, you know, and, like, you know, act, you know, like, straighten up, like it's like a boot camp, and it's like
the boot camp thing can be good.
It can teach you discipline, but not if you feel like there's a violent threat. And I mean, you can't even raise your hands at Abraxas. You can't even speak with your hands. Like
not even just juvenile facilities, but the prison system is $1 billion industry.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is wrong.
We have more prisons than any country in the world.
Everything that I'm teaching to keep y'all from going to jail is against what they're teaching.
Right.
They want you to come to jail. They want you to do all that shit so they can keep on getting paid. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. It's a profit to be made.
It's like the war machine.
Except for Australia. Isn't Australia a prison?
It was prisoners, but that's not a really big one.
I mean, with that, you said
was,
they, you
it
said
was
the
a
United
prison
States
colony.
Have,
no, but we do have more jails than any other country in the world.
Okay,
we have the largest.
I guess Australia would just be the biggest.
Not anymore, Chris.
Not anymore.
Jesus, dude. Not anymore. Drink your beer.
Skewed history.
Do your
Chris
shot.
Canfield.
Yeah, I know.
I'm doing 50s trivia up here on the screen.
You're not doing very well, are you? Wow. Anyway. I mean, this is such a touchy subject, and it has been for how long? And I think you and I are talking about before we got on the mics here, we're, you know, picking away a couple of things and where we're from and who we are, introducing ourselves. And we talked about, and nobody wants to be the one to say it, we said it, you know, what's going on with the youth, what's really driving a lot of this, and you said it yourself, some of it, not all of it, of course, is coming from the music.
I think most of it, a lot of it is coming from the music. A lot of the hip hop industry has a big influence on the kids. You know, I mean, they're going to listen to what they're doing. And I seen a meme on one of these social media shits before, like, it says something like, I grew up on drug dealer music. Y'all grew up on drug user music.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I saw that too.
That's
what
it is. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, now this stuff is like drugged out and it's doped out.
It's all depression music or like crazy.
Talking about
shit.
Pills.
Yeah, type of shit.
So we're going like the full circle here. Yeah,
so this big opioid epidemic that's going on.
Yeah.
All these rappers are talking about Percocets and Miley and
Lee. Well,
maybe
the word needs to get out that 2 Chainz rents his chains. He doesn't actually own them.
I'm just saying, though. The thing about hip hop has been from day one. It's always been raw, in your face, and the rappers and the agents and stuff will come out talking about what's going on in L.A. and whatnot, and the stuff, you know, got taken from under the rug. Now all the whole world gets to see the crap they go through over there. And it became, as Chuck D said, hip-hop became the CNN for black people.
Right.
Because you got to see different parts of the country what's going on through this stuff that you didn't know about before.
Right.
And, you know, it's about, I mean, at one point, The Message by Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five, they paint this right?
Yeah,
they paint this story about, you know, growing up in the ghetto. And there's been a lot of songs about that.
They're talking about.
My question is, are you complaining about it? I think they were.
So
they're letting the world know what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
So did Elvis.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. But I'm
talking about the broken glass
everywhere.
And now these kids are saying, oh, it's cool to have broken glass.
That's
everywhere.
What I'm saying. You're glamorizing it all. It's been that way for about 2 decades now.
Right.
People have been glamorizing the stuff. And I'm not sure where they are they complaining about it anymore? Are they celebrating it, man?
It depends. You know what I mean? Most of them, it depends. You know, you still got some of them dudes that are still speaking real stuff, but then you got these other dudes that is doing the gimmicks. They're following everybody.
But like people will say, it is what it is. But it is what it does. It have to be what it is. If it is what it is, then why are you complaining about it? I don't understand. You know, that's where I have some confusion here.
If it is what it is, you're still going through it. Just because you're going through that shit. You don't like going through that shit, but you is going through it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then you got other people who just... Like, nowadays, you got the internet age. Like, they don't have to be out in the streets like we is in the streets. They can see shit on the internet, and they think that's just cool or think that's... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like...
Right.
They don't really got to be there. Like, we actually had to be out there growing up seeing that shit firsthand. Anything I ever rapped about or talked about or shit I seen or did firsthand. These kids see shit on the internet and think it's cool to do that now, so that's the wave or the trend now, and follow that shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So... That's where the difference comes in.
That's why I threw up a Tide Pod last week.
Oh, my God.
You were following that trend. That's like 5 years old, dude. You're just now catching on? Shit. Well, yeah, I was doing that years ago, man.
I'm old,
shit,
man.
Nah, but so, plug to your jeans. I mean, how's business? Are you doing around? You doing motivational speaking and whatnot? I mean, did you just get done doing one yesterday or something? How busy are you with this?
I'm doing pretty good with it. You know what I mean? I just started, like I said, less than a year ago, so...
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing pretty good with it, you know, as far as people reaching out, feedback, going to different places and doing some things, you know. It's my little baby right now. I'm nourishing it, trying to make it, but, you know, I'm getting a lot of positive feedback. Mm-hmm. A lot of people's reaching out to me. And
Looking to go into the juvenile systems and with this program as well?
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
That's what you're aiming for, right?
Yeah, that's what I was saying with the touch the stove metaphor.
Yeah.
The Bureau of Juvenile Justice just reached out to me the other day. They got facilities in Pennsylvania.
I got you. So they're reaching out to you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Want me to come and speak to
them. We see you complain about the juvenile system being what it is, but they're reaching out to you.
Well, I mean, I do my work. I send emails and reach out to them first.
But they're receptive of you. Right, they're like, we need someone like you in here talking to these kids. Right. They get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part. Right.
How do you sell yourself?
Yeah, what's that?
Do you sell yourself via an email you copy and paste? You got a brochure? Do you do a little video? You got a video of yourself?
You got videos, brochures, one sheets, emails, all that.
He's got a Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook.
Plug to your dreams.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice, man.
Yeah.
Is it just you, though?
It looks clean.
Yeah, I did everything I do by myself.
Wow, man.
I got people to help me and reach out to me and support a lot of them doing. A friend of mine, Don Hauser of 360 Transformation Center in Chambersburg.
Mm-hmm.
He's about to open up a teen center because he's on along the lines of what I'm doing. He was doing it before I was doing it. And so shout out to Don Hauser, 360.
International Association of Professional Motivational Speakers.
Yeah.
You remember
you had
it?
To like... That's awesome. that's like a group. That's like Tony Robbins is in there. You're in there with Tony Robbins.
Someday, man. Someday.
I don't know what Tony Robbins did.
Oh no.
He's probably the biggest. He's on the classics, on another level.
Like, you're gonna get there though, dude. Like you said, you just started, man.
Yeah.
You're 5 years from now, you'll be up there on TED Talks and whatnot, dude.
No doubt. Appreciate that.
Yeah. You need to be.
It's wonderful.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's confusing even coming out of my mouth. I'm trying to address and have you on the show. So we get a lot of people on here come on here and say what you're saying, and they want to do something for the community and whatnot. But it's like put your money where your mouth is, and you are because you've been there, and you don't want other kids going through what you went through. And you're going into the juvenile system where they're already there. They already went through what you went through.
Right.
But I'm especially like here in Hagerstown, we talked about how do you nip it in the bud before it even gets to that point. It's hard, man, because the communities here are so.
Thing,
I understand,
like,
man, but
it's just like we're, you know, like
things like I said, like my friend Don House, he's trying to get this teen center together because it's a lot of idle time that kids don't have nothing to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if they don't got nothing to do, they're gonna do what we do. You know, we
cause
in
trouble.
The streets,
in trouble,
getting
smoking,
trouble.
Drinking, doing shit you ain't supposed to be doing as a kid. You know what I mean? But we got places like these teen centers and things.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
Versus what? I mean, even Hagerstown alone, and it's not Chambersburg, it's Hagerstown, but there's a Boys and Girls Club. There's all these different places that kids can go.
Right.
They're Wheaton Park, the basketball court that just got opened up or rehabilitated, I guess you want to say, by
Wheaton Park.
Williams.
Has been like the hood, though. So.
But it's still the hood, right? No matter what they do to that park, it's still the hood.
I mean, hopefully,
hopefully,
get better.
Right?
Like a friend of mine, he just threw a friend Abdul Salam Shah Abdul. He threw a community cookout for the community,
right?
Block party,
just to give back, all free food for everybody, things like that, just to have fun, DJ and all that.
But what really needs to happen? I mean, I don't know if I'm the right person to be asking these questions, but what really needs to go on in these communities to I don't know. It's so infiltrated by the drugs and the bullshit, man.
As far as Chambersburg, they don't have shit. They don't have an option.
No, Chambersburg doesn't
really
have a lot of stuff.
Like, they're just going to do what you're doing. They don't have no programs like that. So, like, hopefully, like, the plan is to open this teen center and have people like me and my friends have been through it in there, talking to the, mentoring them, giving them something to do, games, basketball, things to do on a Friday night rather than be on the block on Friday night.
True.
I mean, keep them out of trouble.
I need more of that. I heard about
somebody showing that they care. You know, like, a lot of kids go out and get into trouble because their parents don't give a shit.
That's just one town.
Like,
that's just Chambersburg. You got the next town over, it's got the same problem.
Yeah.
And the town over from there, and go a couple more miles, another town, the same issue, man. And we all know, we live on the near the 81. I mean, this is the main vein going to New York and Philly.
Right.
And, you know, this is a big, huge drug trafficking route. There's no question about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those are just, you know, drop-off points along the way, right?
I wouldn't mind getting in on some of that sex trafficking action. That's
you want to be, you want to be trafficked, or you want
to? You want to be trafficked?
I'm here to make some money. I'm in the market for a pimp.
Wow,
gross.
Yeah, she is a guy. Vanna's listening, dude. You can have a long night ahead of you, there, Chris.
Yeah. We're gonna make some money. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. All right.
I gave Charming some of my reading material over here. She's going to read from it in the second half.
Yes, I am. How to live with a huge penis.
Yeah, I got some. I got a book.
This is her.
Sleep over there, man.
This is her. Her comeback to Uri and the vagina monologue a couple of months back.
That's right.
We got to continue that at some point, dude.
I know. I need to break out my vagina monologues book later on.
Another book you had?
Yeah.
No, he was reading from it. It was really interesting.
Yeah.
Got some attention.
And we were actually in like a restaurant.
In a restaurant bar, and she had the book there, and he picked up and started reading the sixth chapter.
Then we got to talking about whales' vaginas and
Ukrainian hands.
Ukrainian hands with gloves and
good times.
All kinds of crazy.
Bunch of wild shit, huh?
Yeah, a bunch of wild shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, we should probably play it on this episode so people know what the hell we're talking about.
If there's
about.
The world's largest vagina, there has to be a world's largest penis.
Well, let me give you the beat. Here's Chris reading from the vagina monologue back
there's
in January. Boom.
I'm going to Google that right now. World's largest penis. I feel like Guinness definitely got to be all over that.
And go. And we're back. All right. There we go. Charmin can't take a hint. She just wants to read about her big penis.
Right.
Yeah.
Had to tap her on the shoulder like eight
Hello.
Times. Hello.
Anyway.
Pay attention. She was just staring off into space like she always does.
So, JD, what do you...
PTSD, man.
What do you do for fun? Obviously, you're busy, man. You just do your own business. I know how it goes. Chris
There's
runs his own
Wikipedia
business.
There's a Wikipedia about the world's largest penis.
Wow, Charming's on left field here, boy.
I'm just saying.
She's in penis land.
You guys, I'm always Googling shit.
You are. We missed you. Come we on. Mentioned Sorry. That like three times last week. Where's Charming to be Wikipedia-ing this crap on us? But no.
Anyways.
She was Misetita.
Now she's Dickipedian.
Dickipedia.
There we go. Number three search engine. I'll bet.
Anyways,
what do you do, JD? Obviously, you're busy with this. Yeah. This is where your mind's at, right?
I got a bunch of kids, though.
You have a bunch of kids?
He said he has six on his way to the bathroom. He's got a brood.
He has six kids?
They call it a brood when you get that big.
You are busy. What's your? How old is the youngest?
Let me guess.
The youngest is 4 months.
I'm going to say four boys and two girls.
Two boys. You trying to read
girls.
His tattoos? Is that what it is? Trying to read his neck. JD's like, what are you staring at me for? Trying to read your neck. Wait, you got what?
Two boys and four girls.
Wow. Four months? So how old is the oldest?
Should be 15.
Slow down. You done, right? You done?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Jesus.
What's that work out to be? Almost one every 2 years? Something like that?
I don't know.
Slow down, dude.
Done, though.
Slow down, homie.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
15. Yeah. Holy crap.
Well, at least we know you're getting some.
No doubt.
Yeah. So you have kids, okay? So what are your strategies like with your kids to like keep them, you know, from turning into an
going down
situation?
Those paths, man. Like a 15-year-old daughter. Daughter?
My kids know I don't play that shit.
You're laying down law,
just
right?
Just the look. They know.
Just the look.
Well, I hear you, man, but.
But you keep them focused, though.
I got good kids, man. I can't.
You just got a dad look.
I'm real open and honest with my kids. I feel like that's part of the reason kids do some of the shit they do because they're curious and they're scared of their parents' reactions. You know what I mean? So I always tell my kids to be open and honest with me.
I believe in that.
And I'm like, as long as you're honest with me, you know, I'm not going to be too mad at you, depending on what you do. But
it's crazy, right? I'm 10 years older than you, but I got two kids. I have a 13-year-old. I just be honest with them about stuff.
Yeah, you got to, because nowadays.
I just be telling them, like,
nowadays, they got
nothing
the
I haven't heard of,
Google
dude.
Shit,
so whatever
so
you
yeah.
Do.
Yeah,
exactly.
They really
want to
know. So if you
or
tell
YouTube
them some shit, they're like, dad, you're full of shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you can't, like, lose that respect there because right. That is what it's all about, you know? Right. Like, I mean,
crazy,
I think it's
man.
Healthy to introduce your kids to
I mean,
to, like,
it's a generational thing where my parents didn't really talk to me about the more important stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have to talk about the birds and bees with your kids, but
how
depends
the earth
on
is flat.
How that conversation actually goes, man. Be realistic about shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially, you know, sons versus daughters. It's two different worlds, man. So, you know.
Right. I tried to tell my son the earth was flat, and he backhanded me the other day.
That's why. This imaginary son of yours.
It's a good boy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess there's proof. I guess that's proof that the world is round.
How would those the adult flat earthers out there? If they have kids, what are their kids thinking? Yeah,
no
what?
Idea.
They're embarrassed.
They don't have kids because they still live in their parents' basement.
Well, the kid's holding a globe, but dad, what up? You know, what's this?
Yeah. They're never going to have kids. No, it's not. They don't
they
mate.
They shouldn't.
They don't
Unreal.
Mate. I mean, they say shouldn't. That only stupid people breed, but those people are way too stupid. They don't even know where the hole is.
Right.
They can't.
It's true.
Yeah, they can't do it.
Yeah. They're like, I heard it was in the back.
Good Lord.
The earth is flat.
This is
what's going on?
This is the Hub Show, dude.
He shot up, man.
He is, man. So your 15-year-old daughter or son? Daughter, yeah. So she knows not to cross the line.
She's good, man. She tells me anything. Like, she don't hide nothing from me. She tells me everything. And she's a real good girl.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of her for all that she does. And
sure.
She's being real with me, you know what I mean?
So do you have you just got the dad look. You don't have a dad voice. You go, hey.
Yeah, I think once in a while.
I think your idea of a dad voice, Chris, and his idea.
Well, my dad voice has been directed towards my dog.
That's the only time we've heard.
Go, hey. When he gets in the plate.
I don't think he does that to his daughter, dude.
No.
I don't think he barks at his daughter, dude. What are we watching?
What are you doing there?
Impossible.
You got some old school stuff going on.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
I know. Vanna's in charge of the remote, obviously.
Space Ghost, yes.
I know, right?
Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Yeah. Times.
Did you ever watch Space Ghost? You watch Space Ghost?
Yeah, man. Yeah. She's awesome.
I never really watched it that much, to be honest with you.
It's good.
Really?
Yeah. Never got into Space Ghost. Mystery Science Theater,
though.
I watched a lot of that.
I'm surprised you never watched Space Ghost. You should.
Yeah.
So
I know it had Drack on it.
Brack.
About all Brack, whatever Brack. His name
Did
is.
Did you ever watch the Brack show?
No.
That was good stuff.
Nothing about that.
You're an all-nighter, huh, Charmy? You're an nocturnal
she
person.
She was watching Adult Swim before Adult Swim was a thing.
That's true.
Do you remember the first time you ever saw Adult Swim for the first time? Was there an experience where you're like, what
it
is
was,
this?
Yeah, it was like late at night, and I was like, oh. I feel like
right.
I just discovered the coolest fucking thing. Like, nobody knows about this.
I was just, like, flipping
I'm
through
not
the channels.
Anybody.
I was just flipping
just
through the
me.
Channels, and there was, like, two gay cartoon dudes in a hot tub. Like, in a submarine
duo.
Under the sea.
The ambiguously
gay duo. No, it was
Sea
was Lab.
Oh, yeah.
I flipped
onto
Sea Lab, and I was like, what is
sea
this?
Lab
this
was
is
the
insane.
Shit.
They made a cartoon about this?
Like the episode where the soda machine falls on him and then the scorpion lays babies in it. That shit is
goodness.
So good.
And then Aqua Teen.
So good.
Yeah, Aqua Teen's the shit.
Aqua Teen's crazy.
Aqua Teen.
We're
going
to talk to the Aqua
chance
Teen
to meet,
guy.
Meet Carrie Means on July 27th.
Yeah. We're going to meet Frylock. We're going to have Frylock on the Hub Show.
That's right.
I have already met the dude that does Meat Wad.
Really?
Lost voice, yeah. I met him at a con in Pennsylvania.
Are you lost, JD?
Does he sound like Meat Wad all the time?
Does he sound like Meat Wad all the time?
No. But,
it doesn't sound like
Meat Wad. And I met the voice of Skeletor.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, hence
it was
the picture of you. Yeah.
Pretty fucking
what Skeletor
cool.
Sounds like.
I am a MOTU fan forever. But anyway.
MOTU fan?
Masters of the Universe.
Oh, yeah. You call that? I know. I never called it. Never heard of that called that.
Yep. She does shorten it down and hipped it out.
I know.
She hipped
there's
it
NWA
out.
There's NWA and then there's,
right.
You know, wow.
That's right.
Meet Charming. She's from Portland, Oregon.
That's right.
Portlandia. Wow.
The coolest person you know.
All right. Yeah. Hey, you did meet Skeletor at the Comic-Con. Got a nice picture of you with him.
I did.
Yeah.
I was stoked about you that. Were, his costume was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
She-Ra.
I used to have the Skeletor where his head spun around and you could squeeze him and he would spit ass out.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. I had the big hand one. The one with the Master Claw.
I gotcha.
I have a Masters of the Universe.
Did you have toys? Yeah, all this stuff.
By the power of Grayskull.
The Crystal Castle.
You do?
She-Ra's Crystal Castle. Oh, no, I don't have it anymore. Yeah. I don't have Grayskull.
Did you have both the cats?
Oh no.
Did you have Battle Cat?
I did have Battle Cat.
I mean, this is a conversation.
Battle Cat
for,
with the mask.
For the smoke break. Hey.
Yeah.
All right. Charmy's, okay, Charmy's toy collection. It's changed since then. Trust us, folks. Anyway. Yeah. Wind up some batteries and solar powers.
Solar powered. Yeah, I thought I saw
solar
that thing.
Solar powered.
Yeah, I thought I saw that thing.
Shit, I forgot to leave
cell.
It in the window and charge it. Fuck.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways,
plug your dreams. Plug your dreams.
Speaking of Daisy,
we are. He's like, what the fuck is?
Yeah, I know.
No, shout out, man.
This is your guest, Charming. And he's like, what?
No, y'all cool though, man.
It's all good, right?
Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah. Do you have anybody else doing this with you, though, who does this, like, competing with you up there in Chambersburg? Or are you the only person doing this, man?
What about, like, okay, the people that you did grow up with and, like, obviously, like, you're not fucking with the same people anymore because you know that that's not good.
Right.
But, I mean, are any of those people, like, turning around and they want to, like, do the same thing? They want to help people, too, or, like,
success stories.
You know? No,
yeah,
I mean,
tell you the truth. You know, growing up, we had our little, you know, our little squad we had back then. We had like 20, 30 people back then.
That's
like,
a pretty big squad.
JDS.
That's squad. I probably only talk to like two or three of them dudes nowadays. So it's like,
yeah.
I don't really know what the rest of them are.
You know, out in LA, they got like Bloods and Crips. Up here, we got the Yanks and the Confederates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a Yankee.
There's a squad back in the day.
Yeah. It was different back then, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so now, do you still know anybody you used to roll with? Back
yeah,
in the
man,
day,
I know everybody. I just don't.
Are they still doing that thing? Or are they turning around or what? You know,
it's a lot of them. I mean, a lot of them, we grown now. You know, what I mean, like we've been in the street since we was 12, 13 years old.
Right.
You know, I mean, so a lot of us has grown and got families and working and shit like that. But some people still doing the shit that they
do. Yeah,
so
it's always that one or two, right?
Or more than that,
or 10.
Yeah.
But you're still cool with them because obviously they were your friends growing up and whatnot. It's just a shame, right?
I'm cool still with everybody, man. I don't have no problems with nobody. I ain't focused on that.
I get that, man. I get that about you.
Positive energy and positive
reason
things,
you're here on the Hub Show. Yeah. You know, shit. Still cool with you, Charmin. You could have just said, hell no. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
What's this Hub Show shit?
Yeah.
Hey, he's your guest.
That's right.
Good job, Charmin.
Thanks.
No, this is a good thing.
You've always been cool.
Chris, what?
What is it? Look at what's going on TV.
Oh, my God.
The Adventures of Gulliver? No, no. Before that, there was an elephant trying to
copyright
walk up a slide.
1968. That's old school Hanna-Barbera.
You can't have Chris.
Gulliver's Travels. Didn't Jack Black? Jack Black did Gulliver's Travels, didn't
Vanna,
he?
Vanna, are you there?
I'm sure it was garbage.
I don't know. She needs to turn it off, change channels or something, man. She needs to put on 60 Minutes or something.
This was my favorite here, though. Wacky Races. That was the jam.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, that's Batman and Robin, dude.
What's that, Racky Races?
Oh, no.
I don't know what's happening on the TV.
I hit the... Vanna did her thing. She just showed up, dude. Wow.
That's crazy.
He's being distracted by the Saturday morning cartoons over here.
I can't
handle
it.
Yeah, so we need to, like...
Yeah.
What is that?
He can't do a podcast and cartoons at the same time.
I know. I get totally distracted.
Old school commercials. I'm telling you, we
wake up every morning. We eat cereal in bed. We watch the Flintstones.
All right,
Fruity Pebbles.
It's the good life, baby.
Dynamite Shack.
Fruity Pebbles.
Wait, you're still in the breakfast in bed thing?
Oh man,
still it's your thing, huh?
That's awesome, man. Yeah.
Have you put the garbage disposal next to it yet?
It'll never get old. No, it never gets old.
Move the kitchen into the bedroom.
Oh, your puffin' stuff. Yeah,
see,
fucking
look,
HR puffin'
stuff. Yeah,
Scooby-Doo. No,
shout
but what
out
is
Chris
this? It's like
what?
A montage of retro shit.
We have a guy on the show who's from this area. He came on here. His Chris Say What is the name of his organization, his company, or what he does. He goes into all kinds of abandoned buildings and tunnels and places and stuff like
He's
that.
He's an urban
malls,
explorer.
Urban exploration.
Yeah.
Can you get down with something like that?
I'm not.
Yeah.
Just...
What right?
Look at your face. I thought maybe
he put one.
Scooby-Doo mystery
with
Jane
on
Webb.
Facebook.
I did some shit out in Gettysburg, one of the little ghost tours and shit they had.
Yeah, but you did it on their tour.
Scared.
You didn't walk off and do your own tour.
I didn't. I was like I thought it was some bullshit. Like,
yeah. This is stupid.
Yeah. I hit you about that. I thought we should do something paranormal on here pretty soon because Kim Buckler.
Wait,
not to this Gettysburg paranormal.
Wait, my coworker is a member of a paranormal society.
That's the one I think I hit you guys up about. There's a list of them here in Maryland.
It's a he.
He, she.
And yeah, so that's we can do something
they.
There.
It's a they.
Yeah, it's a
it's
they.
A they.
I kind of didn't want to see nothing though.
You don't want
right,
to.
You don't want to. I mean, you want
you
to, but you don't want to, right?
I believe there's.
I got a group of
energy
friends.
Energy is energy.
I got
that's
a group
all,
of friends.
That's all I believe in is energy. Rather than negative energy.
I got a group of friends that keep wanting me to go down to an asylum, get locked in an asylum overnight.
Yeah.
And I keep asking, like, well, I don't know what the deal is. Should we take a pillow and a blanket? Like, are we planning on sleeping?
Over?
Yeah. I mean, like, they're going to lock us in a cell and then open up the locks in the middle of the night and we're going to wander the asylum, but I feel like I would just get bored. Like, I want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, it's 2 a.m. I just want to go to bed.
Or
am I supposed to be scared all night?
Penhurst Active Asylum. Have you guys ever heard of Penhurst?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Is that Philly?
It's right outside of Philly. It's in Phoenixville.
It's abandoned?
It is abandoned, but now they do, like, a Halloween thing. But I did just see
that's
that,
why.
No, I did just see that they're having a paracon there.
Cuckoo's
now.
Nest.
A paracon?
A paranormal con.
Yeah, the normal.
But it was advertised on my Instagram. Yeah. But I've been there. I wasn't supposed to go there.
Right.
You're not supposed to walk around there. But anyways,
you did.
It looks fucked up. Like, they still have, like, the beds, like, and there's, like, toys and shit. Like, it's, and it was one of those
places. A
Velveteen
places. Rabbit?
So it was shut down.
It's like
because
Chernobyl. They just left whatever was in there.
Well, no, they were shut down by the government because they were, like, it was one of those places where, like, you know, back in the day, they just threw people away. Like, if you were different.
Yeah,
like if
call 5150.
If you had epilepsy
that was
or, yeah, like, they just Baker-acted anybody. Like, if you had, you know, epilepsy or Down syndrome, like, you were getting thrown in an insane asylum.
Did you see
that? And so they had to, like, shut it down because they were just abusing people. And it was a whole Supreme Court justice thing about it. It's called The Shame of Pennsylvania.
Did you ever see the Cary Grant documentary on Showtime?
Mm-mm.
Please,
like,
tell.
The way he grew up, he was in England, and it was back when you could just call in a 5150 on anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
So you could say, like, his father called in a 5150 on his mother and said, she's crazy, take her away. And they just came with a straitjacket, locked her up, and took her away, and Cary Grant never met his mother. Like they took him away when he was 5, and then he joined the circus. And the circus came to America.
Here he is.
And that's how he
Here
got.
He was.
That's
how
crazy.
He, that's how
I
he
did
made
not
it to Hollywood.
Know that.
And then he decided to chase his mother down later on.
Aww.
And she was in an asylum her whole life.
That's so sad. Just because he didn't want to be with her anymore.
Yeah, and then he ran down his father, and his father had, like, a whole other family in the next town over.
Crazy. Started a new life. That's fucked.
Wow.
But yeah, that's
crazy?
What people did back in the
it
day.
Is
they
what
just
they did.
Threw people away.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Yeah, what they
one
did.
Of my customers at the bar I used to work at was a schizophrenic that was released during the 80s, whenever, like, because, you know, like, he was schizophrenic and he was spent most of his life in an asylum. And then during the 80s, they shut down all those asylums like that, and everybody was just released onto the streets. And so he didn't know how to function in the world.
By the way,
like,
they're shutting down the asylum.
Speaking
by
of
the way,
not functioning in the world, we got a guest over here.
They're shutting down, for the record.
He teaches people how to function in the
That's
world.
That's right.
Hey, for the record, people like to toss that fact around. I'm not trying to get into this side or that side, but the tossing of the closing of the asylum didn't just happen in the 80s. It started in the 60s.
Yeah.
There's a whole history going back to the Kennedy administration. They started the whole shutting down the mental
really?
Wards. Yep. And then it just continued and then it went ballistic in the 80s, but I know we need him now more than ever. How do you feel?
Well, mental wards.
I think that's another thing that needs the conversation needs
what's,
to change,
what's
like about mental health awareness.
Okay,
and what that really
what,
means.
What does it really mean?
And
say it, because it means a lot of different things.
Hmm.
What's wrong with him?
I'm
what's wrong with her?
About
what's
the
wrong
generalized
with him?
Conversation.
Why did you point at me when you said what's wrong with him?
I'm not saying
you're my general
direction. I'm saying that we're all different and we all go through things. And I'm saying that, like,
this
I
guy.
Think a lot of the time that people aren't taught proper coping skills. They're just not.
Yeah, Chris, you're all right.
Yeah, that's good.
What's you wrong know. With you, Chris?
I was just backing out of the Facebook live feed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when he hit the
right. Running away.
Back out of the window.
It's all right. Anyway, Well, you know, this thing just got started, Plug to Your Dreams. I mean, I wish you all the luck in the world with it. And I want to watch you. We're going to follow you on Facebook and see how this goes. Any way that we can help, man.
A live thing of like, weird. I guess you can't bring phones into certain places.
Juvenile facilities,
huh?
You can't record and take pictures.
What are your other methods of reaching people besides going into the juvenile?
I got 1-on-1 mentoring for like,
if
a single mother or somebody has been like,
she needs some help.
My son's headed down the wrong path or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Also offer essential life skills, which is communication skills, lifestyle balance, and time management that I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I got just regular motivational speaking.
But can I? I'm not trying to be pessimistic, but I'm trying to give you the play devil's advocate some of the stuff.
Right,
if a single mom comes to you in Chambersburg and she knows her 12-year-old, 13-year-old son started to go down the wrong path, she brings him to you for some mentoring, right?
Right.
I mean, besides when they walk out of your office or wherever they are with you, what world are they walking back into in Chambersburg? Like you said, the facilities aren't there. That's starting to be the teen center. But if these things aren't there in place for them to walk out and go to, what happens? You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of them don't even have role models.
That's
fathers
true.
Ain't in the picture, might be locked up, dead, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So just to have somebody who they look up to
broken
tell them
family.
Some positive, constructive shit, you know, because a lot of them have a single mother, like I said, they're working, you know what I mean? So
right.
Nobody's around to make sure that they're doing their homework.
But you're not
they're
always going to be around, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not always going to be around, but what I'm saying is, like, they don't have that at all. So for me to just step in and talk to them.
Yeah.
Four times a month, at least once a week. That's how it goes, like once a week. I mean, just for me to speak to them and talk to them.
Is your goal to build a little bit of a staff with more people like yourself who can...
Yeah, eventually when it gets as big as I hope it to be, is where I can hire my friends and people that have been in my same situation that's doing positive things now. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they can come in and speak. I want it to be so packed that my schedule's so busy, like I can't go there right now. So you go to that facility, so-and-so. You know what I'm saying? We still...
I got you.
It's kind of fucked up that society's gotten to a point where there's a market for a father figure.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm trying to say without saying it, without pissing people off. My whole
that's,
thing
I mean,
it's
been
hilarious
like
about
like
what do we do,
forever.
Man? We have a different conversation.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what he is. He's selling himself as a father figure.
A lot of that goes back to, I don't want to get into no race shit, but like, it goes back
to it, dude.
You know, back in the days, like the whole, I don't know if you're familiar with the Willie Lynch letter, how
I've heard of that.
They switched up the black community. They said do certain shit to the black father in front of the black mother.
Dignity and all that stuff.
And what
I know,
it does,
man.
It teaches the mother to be more protective of her sons and teaches her to be more independent. So
absolutely.
The roles are reversed. You know what I'm saying? So now the black woman is more independent. And they try to say that the black man is more reliant on a woman, his mother, and things like that.
That goes beyond race, because I've been in the dating world. I was single for a long time.
Jesus,
I'm glad I'm not single anymore. But you know, when you get in on that, and all these women have like 2-3 kids, and they're like, they don't even need a father.
Right. Yeah.
They're like, I'm going to raise my child.
But
it's
what
like,
he's talking
like,
about...
No, that's damaging to the kid. That's damaging.
What he's talking about, Chris, was done officially.
Yeah, they made a social experiment.
The whole idea of it is spreading, is what I'm saying.
I'm also of the belief that the welfare system is good for certain reasons, but it's bad for a lot of reasons. It's replaced. This thing's been talked about till we're blue in the face.
Right.
You know, when a woman doesn't need to have a husband or a father around because she can go get the dole money.
Right.
I mean, where's that lead the guy? You know what I mean? She don't need you.
Yeah.
It's, you know, that's, you know, there's a pro and con to everything, right?
No doubt.
So, but then what do? We're having the same conversation in 2019 we had in 2009, going back 20 years and 30 years. The welfare system, just that alone, is 50 years old now.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, what? You know what I mean? Yeah, we can do the race thing, but there's plenty of white women on that shit, too, living in the trailer with 5 kids and one more in the oven. It's like, when do you quit?
Right.
You know?
And they're bragging at the fact that when this one pops out, I get another $2,000 for tax bill refunds.
I heard people bragging about that shit. And they were white.
Though. Yeah.
The lady was white, they're bragging like, about
when this one pops out, I'm going to get some more tax money back. What are you talking about?
Ridiculous, man.
Just go get a goddamn job.
A lot
job.
Of people be like that. Even people that is working, like, is
there's always going to be people abusing the system.
There's people that abuse it.
But the system allows them to abuse it, though.
The wages that they expect people to live off of.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm with you on that.
A lot of people are living on the poverty level.
Yeah,
like minimum wage isn't covering shit. And
it is now. In Maryland, anyway.
It's going to be.
Yeah, but...
Well, I mean, they're supposed to be raising. I seen Governor 15. Wolf was talking about it in PA, too, so hopefully that goes through. But, I mean, once they do that, other shit is going to... Everything else is going to be
more
expensive.
That's going to have a detrimental effect around here, man.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is going to be more expensive than
Yeah, we don't live near the city.
No.
We're on the... we are in the outskirts of counties.
Right now.
This is going to hurt this county a lot.
I'll tell you
well,
right now.
Anyway, I mean, I think at the heart of what you're talking about, though, is, like, you know, people monetizing their children.
Yes.
Like, it's a meal ticket, and it's, like, that's not, like, the importance of, like, the youth in general, I feel like, is just something that goes over people's heads in general. Like, and just how, you know, important it is to...
Invest in the youth.
Invest in the youth.
I believe that.
You know?
Otherwise,
like,
you're going to have a lot of this.
When
again,
I was growing up, I didn't have, like, a lot of shit. Like, my, you know, like, my upbringing was not very good. And I got in a fair amount of fucking trouble and shit when I was growing up. Like, I was a bad kid. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I was running around on the streets. Like, I didn't have any structure. I didn't have anybody.
You had no structure?
No.
Like mom and dad at home, or what was going on?
No, I mean, my father passed away when I was young, and, like, my mom was working all the time, and to be honest, she just really didn't give a fuck. Like,
that too?
Yeah. And, yeah, so, I mean, it got to the point, you know, like, I was truant all the time in school, like, I, you know, just out partying with people, and I feel like, you know, if I had that structure, it would have made a big difference.
But listen,
life.
I'm not trying to sing.
I'm an adult now.
I'm not
and
trying
I can be
to, but I'm not trying to be
myself,
religious or sing Kumbaya and all that stuff. But I mean, had you come from a more structured home, would things have been different? The argument is,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The two parent home.
Yeah.
The,
I'm not saying it has to. I
you know,
had
the,
to have
bit
had,
of,
but I didn't
like
have any.
Schedule.
I didn't have any role models. Just, I had none.
I know.
That's what. I, that's so. That's why it's important.
Like he's talking to kids who are growing up without him as well. They're growing up without fathers, just like you come from a home. It can be white or black. I had friends in high school. They used to love coming to my house because they got away from, you know, quote, the other side of the tracks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? White kids. You know, they just came from a rough time.
Right.
You know, running away from a fucked up stepdad or something like that. They come hang out of my house. It was safe. Right. I had a mother and father and all that stuff. You know what I mean? It wasn't Leave It to Beaver. It wasn't Ozzie and Harriet. But, you know, I had better than they
but
had.
But it was,
Who was Ozzie and Harriet?
Look it up. You get your Wikipedia out there. Get your Dickipedia out there, dude.
Dickipedia, that shit.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know Ozzie and Harriet. I've never heard that
again,
reference.
You have a phone. Look it up.
I know.
Anyway. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. It wasn't Fred and Wilma. How's that?
There you
that
go.
Better reference
you go.
For you?
Yeah, I grew up with Fred and Wilma.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. It wasn't Barney and Betty, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway. Well, see, Charmer, we're learning more about you as you talk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I think what he's doing is so important. Great. It's important. And I think, you know, like, that's it's important to at least, you know, if they get to that point, like, hey, you can turn this around. Right. Like, it doesn't have to. This is not like it's hard to get out of the system once you're in the system. But you have to show people, like, hey, this is not your life sentence.
Like I was telling you earlier, like, one of the facilities that I spoke at, like, they won't hire me because of my criminal background. But they hire me through my own business to come speak about my criminal background. You know what I'm saying? And pay me in for 2 hours without I got paid in 2 weeks there. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
So it just goes to show, like...
It's a little different.
It's like, do y'all want to help these kids or not?
Right.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Like, do y'all want to help them? If you have somebody like me in here every day talking
well,
to
listen,
these kids...
Well, listen, let's say we take the recent crop of kids and you're trying to help. This is what I'm saying. Where do we go in 2019 or whatever? The future here. You got a group of these kids having these issues growing up, and they're coming to you for mentoring, and we've opened up the teen center, and they've got a place to go now, all right? But then how do we put the kibosh on the next generation of kids from going through this? I mean, here we are talking about, you know, the broken homes and all kinds of stuff. And
I mean, what
it's
about,
always
like, you know, parenting
there,
classes, you know?
I
like,
don't know. Like, you got
mentoring,
six kids, you're doing all right.
Mentoring just, parents, you know?
That, too, because our mentoring extends to adults, too. You know, I mean, just depending on people. I don't know, youth, whatever you're going through in life and things like that. But we can't save everybody. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that.
We can't save everybody.
So some of them slip through the cracks.
So as long as we save, as long as we're saving more.
You can say we try.
Honestly.
Save, you
know what I'm
saying? No, there's still a ripple effect.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
you know?
As long as we're saving a few kids, that's cool because right now they don't have no teen centers, don't have nothing for the kids to do, so they're getting in trouble. So instead of them 5-10 kids on the block every Friday night. They in our teen center playing basketball and,
yeah,
and
midnight hoops or something, and, right?
Yeah.
And learning constructive things, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. We're also trying to get into the high school. We have meetings with the high schools where we're trying to get in there for the kids that have out of school suspension, things like that. We're going to have a block in there instead of just being out of school. They can offer doing what they want. You know, you're going to be in there learning some stuff from us.
Right.
That's good.
Do they
still have at the high school? When we were in high school, they had kids were on probation. They had the probation officers in house.
Yeah, they got a probation officer in there. They got a clinic in there. They got a bank in there. They got everything in the high school.
What? That's crazy.
What? Yeah, man. Just like DC, the pool players got a goddamn.
How old are you? How many years? How many years away are you from me?
I'm about to be 35.
So we got 3 years separation.
3 or 4 years from you and her.
And you had all this in your high school?
Yeah, probation officers.
Well, they got that now.
But that would be in advance.
Talking about 20 years ago.
I don't remember high school 20 years ago.
Would you have, Charming? Yeah, probation officers.
We had probation officers in our school.
That's crazy.
Charming Grisette.
Yeah.
No, like my, I wasn't like, on that list then.
Like, when I went to high school, it was like a situation where like my parents never even met my teachers. There was no cell phones or emails. There was no internet. So nobody knew how to contact anybody. There's no text messaging, no nothing.
There were phones. So like, we had phones.
So I could,
we had beepers.
I could easily, yeah, I could easily
hit me on the hip.
I could easily just skip school. I could skip school and nobody would ever know. Nobody would know how to contact anybody. Like nobody, nobody said anything, you know. And they would leave the doors unlocked on the school, like all the time. You
really?
Could go in there on
Where'd
the weekend.
You go to high school at?
I mean, I used to leave. Seriously? I put That's a pencil I mean. In the yeah. door. I
Late
mean,
90s, they unlocked
I would put a pencil in the door and unlocked go smoke a cigarette and come back to school.
And you know because you got into it.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. So it was, just like a totally different world. Yeah.
Where I came from, they locked the school there, dude.
Like we said,
this
like, well, like
10
we said,
years before
like,
you.
Well, like we said, when at the roller derby, like when I was a kid, you know, your parents used to just take you and drop you off at the mall when you're like 9 years old. Hey, I'll be back in an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mall culture is dying too, though, which is weird.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chambersburg Mall doesn't exist anymore, but
Chris Sawat just went in there.
Yeah. All the anchor stores are shutting down in the other mall, in Valley Mall, you know, the anchor stores are gone.
I know, we're trying to get a Comic-Con in there. Trying to work on that there, four state, anyway.
But I mean, that's just one less place for kids to hang out.
Right.
You know? It's one less place. It's crazy.
Yeah. We actually went in. South High and rollerbladed me and my friend during summer break. They left the doors unlocked
in the school.
In the school. We were like,
oh, it was air conditioning.
We're like 15, 16 years old, something like that.
Rollerblades
roaming around the middle of the night. Like, what are we going to do? Like, hey, let's take some rollerblades and go up to the school.
Wait,
so we were in the parking lot. Yeah, we were in the parking lot rollerblading and just go over and just hit the door and the door opened
so
up.
1
so
1 o'clock
in the morning. Down through the halls of the school.
So
nice.
1 o'clock in the morning, you were.
Yeah, just
rollerblading through the high school.
Rollerblading through the high school.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then,
that's pretty
and then,
cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I've skipped school in my high school.
You skip school inside the school?
Yeah.
Wait, I understand that.
What does that mean?
Like, it was raining that day, so I was just like, I'm going to go in the auditorium on this back stairwell and just hang out there.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I remember doing stuff like
our
that.
Our high school did have you remember the underground thing?
Yeah, I remember one time.
You can go through the music room, open the vent, and then there's this underground area underneath the high school where kids skip school and drink all day.
What?
Bring them down memory lane. Oh, yeah, that place.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of stuff in there. So we used to have Special Olympics or whatever out there. You know, they pick certain people to go out there.
That was Charming.
Fuck that. We all going out there. Like, you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Charming was in the Special Olympics.
Get in trouble for all type of shit.
That's not funny.
Now the three-legged race. Speaking of
but
that.
Just Charming.
Yeah. How to live with a huge penis.
Yeah, it's tough, guys.
Speaking of a three-legged race.
I know.
Penis is huge.
I was reading a little excerpt out of that book.
Yeah.
When I first got it. You know, Albert Einstein, that's how he came up with the theory of relativity.
Reading that book?
He was pondering how long it would take for light to get from the tip of his hog to the base of his hog.
Really?
Yeah, that's how he came up with the theory of relativity.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought so. Just hanging out in the men's room, you know. You know, if I tried this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mark Twain. That's actually a term for when you throw the rope over the boat to check the depth of the river.
Yeah.
So they believe that Mark Twain actually used his hog and threw it over to check the depth of the river as he was going downtown. As he was going down the
Mississippi. You're watching too much Hanna Barbera up here. There's no way he did that.
I don't like that. But there is a girth gauge in the back of this book.
Yeah, there's a girth gauge on the back page.
Should anyone need this?
Hey, watch where your finger's at there.
Be careful.
Careful.
You don't want to get anything on
that. Chris has been on that, Charming. You might want to...
Chris has shot the fuck up.
The first page has a length gauge, and the back page has a girth gauge.
That's important. I don't think that's the same kind of book as
Vagina Monologues.
There's a big dick diary in the back.
Chris has got it filled out day number two.
Day two.
Dear
living
diary.
With a big dick.
Dear dick diary.
Last night we played Limbo. Yeah. Did you? Good times.
Good times. Me and Stuart the mouse.
Oh, my God.
And then Vanna came in.
Jesus.
It was
God.
Over.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, well, Charming's into the book now.
Oh, yeah.
You lost her, man.
Organ shifting.
Oh, yeah, that's a big problem.
I noticed the vagina monologue is a lot
is a
thicker than
problem.
This book, dude.
So easy on the bladder.
Not much going on.
Yeah, have you ever actually hit the kidney?
Right.
It's just like,
boom.
That's
it.
That's bad news. It's over with at that point.
It just keeps
meandering. Yeah, JD, this is the
this
Hub
is
Show.
Not,
don't,
just, yeah. He's got six this kids. He knows what we're talking about.
Talk about the hog. All right. So you, what's the deal, man? You married, got a girlfriend? What's going on?
Yeah, I got a girl.
Yeah?
Yes.
Are any of these kids hers?
Yeah, two of them.
Okay. But four of them aren't.
Huh?
Before
I
mean, them
are. I got four kids.
Six kids?
I got four, two of them.
Oh, plus her. Oh, I got you.
We got two together.
Bit of the Brady Bunch going on in your house. I got you. All right.
Mm-hmm. Blended
I feel
family.
A little bit better.
Right?
Like six kids.
Yeah. Crazy.
Dr. Seed.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me
all
right. tell you.
He's all grown up now.
Yeah. Oh, well, man, they went.
Is the four-month-old yours or is it hers?
Yeah.
It's yours?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to. I'll leave it alone. This, wow.
Yeah. You trying to put that was short math.
Trust me, JD, the shit works. Now stop your shit, dude. I think you proved your point.
I'm done, man.
I know, right? All right.
I got the same energy I had before. Kids stress me out.
Right? Oh, crying. Oh, yeah. He's losing his libido is what he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Mojo.
You can't handle the babies as well.
I'm too old to be hearing loud shit and crying shit.
Should have put some of that mojo on the boobies early on.
You guys start talking about age when you're 35. It's like, fuck all y'all, man.
It says a big difference.
I had my first year when I was 20. I don't got the same energy. I could deal with that shit, baby.
I had mine when I was 25. That's a five-year gap, so yeah.
I deal with that shit.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, that's taking energy. That's true. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I plan on having a whole lot of energy.
I stopped at two. I was done. Done.
About to get mine cut off and done. About
if
that.
If it's not already. How about that? How about that, folks? He's getting his cut off and done. Good job, Chris. Yay. I know, right?
Hey, I got a possible out there.
A possible?
I got a possible. I don't know.
I know. Charming is she's calling for Vanna. She's asking Vanna for a drink. Vanna's a bartender tonight. She was a game show host
she's
a couple weeks
best.
Ago. She makes the best what? What are you making? What do you got?
I know, right? She's great.
She's wonderful.
She's great.
She's incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vanna.
Anyways.
Come on, Charlie. We're having fun with this thing. Once you start pushing the buttons, you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I know why you kept pushing the buttons. That's right. Yeah. All right.
What else do you want? Okay.
JD.
Gosh, like, what else do you want?
We can talk about a million different things.
Yeah.
My only thing
what else are you passionate
next,
about?
What
like, what's going
about?
On?
What do you do for fun, man? You used to rap, right?
Yeah, he's a rap.
No, you got anything? You got anything in you? Can we do it right now?
Oh God!
Can you break one out?
Not right now.
No,
man.
Man.
Bust a rhyme? No.
No, you don't tell a guy to bust a rhyme.
Can't do it a cappella?
No. I don't really do that like that anymore.
Okay.
Back maybe a while back he did. Right.
Yeah. You should put some in your motivational talk.
Well, when your day is over, man,
I don't
and
know
you,
if that's
you,
appropriate.
And you're, you have downtime, what do you do for fun, JD? Yeah.
Rest.
Yeah.
You guys
have got six kids.
We all do
kids.
That, man.
Rest,
we all rest.
Man, I need a lot of rest, man.
I got you.
You know, I like to travel, go places and things like that. You know,
Told me you used to live down in Orlando, in the Florida area?
I lived down there for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's a sweat box.
How is that?
Oh, was the shit down there.
That's a sweat box, man.
How is that? You lived in Florida?
Yeah, but I lived on the arm of Florida. I lived in the Dirty South.
I lived down Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
That's crazy. I don't know if I could do Miami.
I used to live where you lived there,
Charlie.
It's like Miami is completely... It's like its own country. It's completely mm-hmm. like, it's completely disconnected to the United States. Yeah. Like, they don't even know that the president's Trump down there.
Oh, they do.
They don't care at all. They're just down there like listening it's to crazy. Salsa music and eating.
Yeah, no, they're eating, on some other shit. That's for sure.
Ropa Viejo.
And then you go to the Keys and that's a totally other.
What's more gasolina? It's all over the fucking radio.
Chris Bull.
People in Ferraris and Land Rovers and just naked people walking up and down the street. They don't give a fuck about America.
They do not give a flying.
They don't give a fuck about America down there.
Yeah.
They don't care about politics. They don't care what the weather is. They don't care about nothing. They are partying down there.
Oh, they care about the weather. Yeah. Well, you know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
What's a hurricane? It'll pass.
Yeah. They don't even listen to national news at all.
Where were you, Charmy? You were in the Pensacola area, right?
I was in Pensacola.
Yeah. I was a kid. I lived over in the Fort Walton Beach area.
Okay,
Inland Air Force Base.
It's like 40 minutes away.
Yeah. There you go.
That's a cool little...
White Sands.
That's a cool... That's what the Gulf is awesome.
It got like major flooded or something recently, right? Didn't Pensacola
get
like...
Fucking,
every
like,
fall, dude,
the first
flooded.
Year, the first year season. I lived there, it got flooded really fucking bad. And like the cliffs were like the houses on the cliffs were just washed away. It was nuts. But
yeah. You. But you were in Orlando.
Take one pass.
Orlando is a totally different,
totally different animal.
Scenario.
Yeah, a different mouse.
My
cousin, he's still because he did security in all the clubs down there. So like we
right
in every club down there.
Oh, like,
so you were down there. Wow. How long have you been? When were you in Florida?
In
your 20s.
Yeah,
10 years. How long were you down there for?
Like 2 years.
Okay,
back and forth though. You know what I mean, longer than that, back and forth. But I lived there for like 2 years.
What brought you back up here to? Family?
It was family, money. I mean, getting back into just trying to get more money, more shit down the streets and shit like that.
You want to stay put in this area?
Do you think it was like positive for you to be in Orlando? Or like, do you think?
And the intention, it was, because I wasn't down there doing the shit that I do up here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Like,
that was really the first time that I ever
took a break from it.
I ever like left up here mentally. Like I left physically plenty of times, you know what I mean? But being down there around different cultures, rich people, first time I ever dressed up and shit like that, you know what I mean? Shit like that.
Ballers.
Just opened up my eyes. It's like a whole world out there, like outside of my block or my hood or my town, whatever.
That's cool.
I think that's so important for people to do. Like, I think everybody should live outside of their hometown at least one time. You know,
get different perspectives.
Even for a year,
step out.
Before that, like I said, growing up, doing the shit we did in the streets, like we know we're gonna go to jail, we're probably gonna die, some shit like that, and we just accept it, like cause that's what
right.
Like seeing different, you know, maybe it's a whole world out there. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking world out there. There's billions of people on this planet. Yeah, there's billions of opportunities. Every day is an opportunity.
You don't even realize it, right?
Yeah.
Rock on, charming.
Yeah. I grew up dirt road mentality, and I left here when I was 21 and went to Miami. And the first guy I ever met, like my first friend down there, was some guy who used to live in some small town outside of Tijuana. And every year, somebody would come and pick him up in a pickup truck, and he would ride in the back of the pickup truck to North Carolina, barefoot, working the tobacco fields. And then one year, the guy who runs the tobacco field bought him a pair of shoes when he was 16. It was the first time he ever earned a pair of shoes.
Wow.
And then he would go back and forth every year as a teenager. And then when he was like 18, he said he wanted to stay in the United States, and he just like hopped a train to Miami. And he lived down there ever since. So he was in the
good
country.
Good for that guy.
He's in the country illegally. But,
who gives
you know,
a fuck?
And he went down there and became a cabinet maker. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
No, but I'm saying,
on?
Like, he's obviously, like, I mean, they were using him for the tobacco industry, Like, I mean, he was working hard. He didn't even have shoes. I mean, that's the American dream, man.
But I grew up, like, dirt road mentality. I thought everyone was just like me. I thought the whole world was backcountry folk. You know, and then I go down there and I'm starting to meet all these different cultures and all this different food
and all this different music,
and I'm like, what the hell is going on, huh?
And you were bottled up here in this area for 20 years of your life, and you got out there and saw it for yourself,
right? And now down there, it's like the whole
world is in one spot. See, the people, I don't understand, like Hagerstown, where we live here. How many people who are running this town have stepped out of it and seen what they do elsewhere besides Frederick?
Rare.
I mean, it's like just look. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, just
like
look.
There are
a large percentage of people that live in this town that have never stepped foot outside of this town.
To go see
what the rest of the world
looks
like.
Since starting this hub show.
They think a ride to Baltimore is like a vacation.
Oh, right. No shit.
And it's
Ocean City is like
But you know what's crazy about that? When I lived in L.A., it's funny. You talk to people who were born and raised in L.A., whether Hispanic or whatever. You know, the furthest some of these people have gone is Las Vegas. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, where else you got to go? There's a beach there and everything. You're in Southern California, but that's what they know. That's the world.
Yeah.
Las Vegas is like the biggest trip they've taken, maybe San Francisco. I mean, that's how people are, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's crazy that they get trapped in these little bubbles. Everybody gets trapped in these little bubbles.
Comfort
it's weird.
Zones.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about America. We call it flyover country. If you're not L.A. or New York, you know, everything's flyover country.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And that's why we have a detachment with the celebrities in this country who think they know everything, because they don't understand what's going on in between. You know what I mean? You can't really relate to the kid down in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If all you're doing is living your life over there in
New York and
New
L.A.
New York and L.A. And, or D.C. or whatever, you know? So it is what it is. But you represent a situation that's going on in a small town, but it's going on in all towns, everywhere, on bigger and smaller levels. And, I mean, there needs to be more of this.
Right, no doubt.
No doubt. There needs to be. And you know what sucks, though? There are people like you stepping up doing this in places, and they're not getting any credit for it. They're not getting any spotlight. They need it. And if, you know, people want to make a difference and start doing something about these situations in these towns.
You should talk to EJ.
You really should. EJ,
you should talk to EJ. He's the director of the Boys and Girls Club here. He's been on the show a couple times. Like, you should link up with him.
It's like the path that you're trying to take.
I mean, what's stopping you from going outside Chambersburg? There's nothing, right?
No, nothing. I go everywhere.
Right.
Like, I talk to people every. I've been to different states and stuff like that. So,
yeah, he said earlier he's been in Virginia.
That's true.
And
it's been an hour.
Chambersburg's Chambersburg's just a local target of opportunity.
But yeah, right. That would be cool.
Nothing, there's
like
nothing going on in Chambersburg.
A true entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I'm sure that would be mutually beneficial.
Absolutely, man. Okay. You got people you can meet.
Plug me in.
Yeah. We got Big Chuck who works.
Charming's the plug. Just plugged in.
Big Chuck works in the juvenile penitentiary. He's got some stories, man. Like, we had a bleep him on the Hub Show TV show. He was starting to talk about some stuff. I was like, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't want that talked about on TV. Yeah. You know, so.
It's crazy.
It's rough, man. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I was just thinking about this too, though. Like, I remember also when we were growing, there weren't very many fucking job opportunities either when we were growing up.
Right. Still
like
aren't.
Now, well, no, there's a lot more warehouses and shit now in Chambersburg. But at the time,
nothing.
There was fucking nothing. Right. Like, there was barely anything. Like, all that shit that's in Chambersburg now, like all the that whole Walker Road shit,
that shit
wasn't there. Right. I remember when they first built the fucking Walmart there, and it was just a shithole, you know. It's like Barstow, California.
Right.
Like, there's just nothing
there. Tumbleweed.
And, like, you know, I think that's a big part of it too, like the economy.
Speaking
and kids feeling like there's, you know, upward mobility, you know.
Well, here's my no, I'm with you. I understand what's happened here in Maryland with the $15 an hour minimum wage, which, I mean, everyone needs to be making some money, but it's going to hit this Washington County area hard.
Yeah, well,
they
should have let it up to the counties to decide
whether they wanted to do it or not. Bigger employers around here, like First Data, you watch. They're going to close. They're going to move operations.
I saw that Citibank is not renewing their lease building,
and they're moving.
Nope.
And we don't have enough cash flow in this part of the state to handle it.
That's right.
There's not enough money to go around. That just period.
So it's like people are going to be
home. You'll be jacking up the price of all the
Walmart. You're
everything
lucky to make,
is going to go up.
I think who I know works at Walmart makes $13.25 after a raise, and now they're going to make the minimum wage $15.
It's nice. It's nice.
Gonna
if
hit
you're,
everybody
it's nice
hard,
if you're
man.
Living in the city. You know, if you're living in an area where the cost of living is higher than what you're making.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need $15 an hour to survive. Then it's a good thing.
I don't know, man.
Up here,
rent around
can...
here though is not cheap.
Around Hagerstown,
it's not fucking cheap.
It's cheaper than elsewhere, though.
No, that's for sure. I mean,
the cost of living here is a lot better than an hour that way.
Lived in a lot of places. I'm not saying that. Right. I'm just saying it's still not cheap.
Last time I rented an apartment in this town, it was $650.
Well, here's my pushback.
You can get an efficiency for
trying to be a.
Yeah,
that's it.
I'll say it because I don't know who in Hagerstown listens to this podcast. People everywhere else seem to. But my beef this week in Hagerstown in the last couple of weeks is I'm trying to put the Hub Show and this podcasting business downtown Hagerstown, which we know is a ghost town for more than one reason. Man, you may as well just run, may as well get some tumbleweed, Chris, and I just know, roll it down Main Street because there ain't shit going on downtown.
A bunch of realty development companies bought all the properties downtown and jacked up the rent.
I know
and
that.
So people cannot
Well, I'm trying to get the Hub Show, my venue media, the podcast service, into a building in the middle of downtown. I won't say the name of the building. I'm going to get me in trouble. Right smack down middle of downtown.
Yeah.
A building that the storefront I'm trying to get has been a
it's been empty.
Empty for 10 years. Well, five years I've been here and more. And they don't, they will not help me out and let me get in there for a low price just to start.
I have
and
been
build
CC'd
it up.
On the emails to Alex.
And it's
about
like,
it.
Yeah. And
that's
it's like,
that's like Southgate and Chamberlain.
Yeah, that's right.
Like when I was growing up, Southgate used to be popping. All them stores, yeah. The movie theater, county sure. Market, all that shit down there.
And then boom.
Now there's nothing.
No, the lady that's been there. The Sante's pizza. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All the 99 cent movie theater.
Yeah.
That was the drop off point. That was where my mother
IHOP.
Used to say
that. That movie theater used to right. be that. Yeah, that's right.
Like every other part of Chambersburg is developing and they keeping the third ward. Like
it's because the projects are behind it. Right. And they don't want to do that. But it's like.
That's not much. The lady that's been the third ward councilwoman for the last 12 years, not doing shit, worrying about fixing sidewalks and dumb shit like that instead of bringing economy and bringing jobs down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like that whole side of town is just dropped
the people
off
that live
now.
Behind the project, them people back there, you could bring a grocery store there for them old folks. They got a nursing home, old folks home right there. They don't have a grocery store for them to walk to.
Like, what happened to County Market?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. None of that
shit. It's crazy.
We're talking about Chambersburg still?
No, County Market.
County Market?
Well, we are talking about Chambersburg. He's talking about Southgate, which is a broken
suburb
down
of Chambersburg.
No. Southgate is a broken down plaza like that has
I've heard of that.
That whole
been tried to be revamped, but the projects are right behind it.
I got you.
So it's gone through a lot of changes over the years, and like
they tried.
It was just it's
turned into a ghost town. It's like it's 17 open.
I like the places down there. You ever heard the Jay-Z line? He says, "You know why they call a project because it's a project."
Right. Well, no, it wasn't originally. The projects were a project.
That's deep, right?
No, that's the
deep.
Truth.
Good job there, Chris.
I like that.
That's
it's
the
a project.
But we're working on it, though. We about to.
You're working on it.
Politics and all that. We got to. Representative, I ain't gonna say anything too soon, but that's somebody running for office that we're gonna come in, is gonna step in and run and
nice
fix all that. So hopefully,
if he wants to fix all that, he's gonna fix all that.
Who owns Southgate now?
I'm not sure. Is it Perron or whatever he says on his shit like that? But
nonetheless,
we're working on fixing it, bringing jobs back down. Right. We're working on bringing things to the community.
That's just very much in line with what he's talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like what he does, you know, like that's important.
Well,
people
I'm trying
need to feel.
Well, I'm trying to do is set up shop in the middle of downtown Hagerstown to give people like yourself and Big Chuck and other people who aren't really being listened to but are making things happen around here a spot right there in the middle of town.
Right.
Because there's nothing going on there. You know what I mean? With a big window and people can see us doing this with the mics on and want to get interested and want to, you know, all that good shit.
Yeah.
You know, good for us, good for them. And then, you know,
yeah, it's
I'm getting all this. They want $2,500 a month for a place that hasn't been occupied in over 5 years.
Yes.
Because obviously nobody else wants to occupy
it. Yeah, but I heard that if you have vacant buildings downtown and you don't have anybody renting them, then you get that tax break.
That's what it is to them. There's a lot of
that's
them.
What it is.
So
that's a lot of them.
That is.
There's like three people that own like
all
90% of Hagerstown.
That's right.
And they
write it all
as a loss.
And they just hoard buildings. Hoarding property.
Well, screw it.
It's insane.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It is nuts. So much for trying,
and
right?
I've actually tried to move my business into a couple different properties where I've looked at.
Yep.
Right? Because I have a woodworking company.
Sure.
You know, I do like architectural millwork. So I was like looking into other buildings in town. And I called up and I said, what about this building? Can I have this building? Because it was like prime. It looked like the building looked perfect. It had like a spray booth I could put on the side and everything. And they're like, nah, that building's not for rent. Like, oh, you're just going to leave it empty. And it's still sitting there.
Still sitting empty.
I don't know why I haven't thought of this.
Me either. What'd you think of? Brain fart.
I already told you. No. But it doesn't matter. Like, the second floor on my building and the first floor are empty.
It's an apartment building?
So you think that they're...
No,
there's
only one... No, they just emptied. I'm just saying, if you want to do something...
Oh, she's talking about real estate for the Hub Show.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. What else were we talking about?
Well, there's only one floor that has apartments. There's only three apartments in this building. It's a storefront. It used to be an old car dealership, believe it or not. There's an elevator. The whole thing. There's actually an elevator in there that can carry cars up to the second floor. It's pretty cool.
Oh, wow, we could use that.
It's a really cool old building.
Do the podcast.
It was born.
Badass.
The building, you mean I could just drive right in the building and hit the button and just go right up?
Especially in the wintertime. That'd be awesome.
Actually, there's a garage entry in the back.
Charm is working it. Like that.
Be sweet.
But anyways, no, my landlord wants me to do something with the second floor.
It should rotate.
I think she means residential.
When I get out of my car, I want to get out of the car and hit the button and let it rotate.
No.
There's only one floor with apartments. Well, she wants to turn into it. There's only three. It's a he, and he
they
wants me to do something with it.
You're so unwoke. You can't say he or she anymore.
That's Chris's.
You're so unwoke.
Chris's hashtag unwoke.
They unwoke.
Unwoke.
Yeah. There's Jesus no more genders. Christ. Please.
All right. Well, we'll have to look at that. We'll look into it there, Charming.
It's downtown.
I know. We'll have to figure out the logistics of everything. But what I'm talking about right now is...
I know. You're complaining
I'm complaining
about $2,500 rent.
I am, man. For a place that nobody wants to rent,
obviously.
I'm trying
to offer you a solution.
In smack dab the middle of downtown. It's retarded. Why all those buildings aren't jamming with businesses? Because of that crap.
And he means retarded as in slow.
Yes, excuse me. Okay, I gotta stop saying that word retarded, right?
Yeah.
I'm not being very
woke. You're very unwoke.
I know. Sorry.
The unwoke police. It's Chris Canfield. I shudder.
Well, Chris, we're going to go back to a couple episodes.
Because you're the most uncouth.
I think when Charmin first came on the show, we talked about tumbleweed. I got to find out where to get some of that. So we can take a nice video shot of the tumbleweed coming down South Potomac Street.
That's right. Oh, that's sweet.
That would be awesome.
We got to get a fan.
Total representation of this place, man.
Remote controlled tumbleweed.
Unreal. Yep.
Brilliant. It's coming.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Chris. Work on that. All right. With that, I think we need to. Yeah. Anyway, plugtoyourdreams.com.
Josh, yes, thank you so much.
He's on Facebook, Plug to Your Dreams.
Yes. We got to get him linked up with EJ.
We will. EJ, we'll connect you with the Boys and Girls Club.
Call
get
him
you down
Jay.
Here to talk.
You can call him JD.
You can call him Webb.
You can call him Webb. You can call him Webby. He's okay with all of them.
He never said that. Anyway.
Oh, he never okayed that?
No,
that was never approved?
Anyway. J.D. Webb, thanks for coming on. I know you got lots more to talk about, but we're going to check in with you as the time goes on, see how things are going.
No doubt.
If you ever want to come on here, use this again as a platform, let me know. If you got anybody else doing what you're doing, we want to hear from them.
Okay.
Let the whole world in. Hey, more power to you. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. Absolutely.
Appreciate you.
J. Heiss, Chris Canfield. Let's roll it. Yeah, it is your name, isn't it?
He just left me out.
I'm about to get to you. He interrupted me.
Charming Grisetta.
Not Missetta. She's here this week.
That's right.
Yeah, whatever. All right, Jay Hines.
Two shows in a week?
Chris Canfield, Charming Grisetta, The Hub Show.
I never got to read about my huge penis.
We're out of here.
Bye.
Bye later.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grisetta, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.
Mm-hmm.